This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
And joining us now in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Kevin Kinder, features reporter at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Greetings. Nice to be here.
Hello.
Thanks for coming back. We're talking about a piece of yours that's going to run in the paper Sunday, the morning news.
That's right.
Did you catch up with the architect of Crystal Bridges?
I sure did. And, you know, one of the things that we noticed as we're getting ready for this museum to open is how remarkable the design is. And we know that people are talking about it. So what we wanted to do is dig in a little bit about what the building is, who completed it, and how we're going to get sort of this world-class building in a creek in Bentonville.
And Moshe Softy, the architect.
That's right. And you know, he's been designing for years. He met with Alice after she saw one of his buildings in California, and they walked through the site. And instead of going through the whole letting and bidding process like you would imagine would happen in such a multi-million dollar project, she basically said at the end of their walkthrough of the site, well, send your plans to me. You're my guy.
Mm-hmm. This guy must be amazingly charming and convincing. And what an intellect, because in September, the Kauffman Performing Arts Center opened in Kansas City.
He's actually got four openings this fall, including the Crystal Bridges on November 11th. As you mentioned, the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts opened September 16th in Kansas City. He's also got two other dedications this fall, and that's at the it's a heritage center in India, and he also has the United States Institute of Peace, and that's on the National Mall in Washington, D.C.
Well, when the story – it's interesting. The story behind the Kauffman Performing Arts Center is much like Crystal Bridges. He met with a member of the Kauffman family, and she showed him the space and said, what would you do with it? He took a napkin. He drew it, this, which is what it looks like now. In about 45 seconds, she said, you got the job.
And similarly, he got the job. He told me that he submitted a couple different designs, and Alice liked the one that we ended up with. It is named Crystal Bridges because it does two things. One, it spans what's called Crystal Spring, which is a naturally flowing spring in that area through a ravine. And two, the bridge element is what he designed, and it's two copper top structures that span over the top of this ravine. And if you've looked at the site plans, there are several buildings that reside on what will be the Crystal Bridges complex. And as it spans this man-made pond, they decided to call them the bridges of Crystal Bridges. And so there are several galleries. It is meant to combine art and nature. There are these moments in between. You're in the gallery and you're looking at art, and then you're walking into the next gallery space. You'll be looking at the natural surroundings. You'll be looking at the wooded forest. You'll be looking at the water. And he wanted these sort of transformative moments in between these two elements. And he told me one of the interesting elements, if you look at some of his previous design, they're very urban. And he's based in Boston. He's been designing habitats, including what probably got him on the map, which is called Habitat 67. It's in Montreal, Canada, and basically it's a bunch of blocks stacked on top of each other. He's also recently doing some similar work in Asia, sort of coming full circle. But this project specifically is kind of unique for him because it's in less of an urban area and a little bit more suburban. And frankly, if you've been to the site, you know that it's suburban doesn't really do it justice. Mm-hmm. It's sort of away from everything. Even though it's really close to Bentonville's downtown, it's a really unique location, sort of on a wooded hillside. And
he feels secluded a little bit.
It
really does. And you can take a walking trail and go down there through it, and it's really going to be remarkable. He tells me he considers it one of his best works to date. And he's been, you know, his one of his first projects was in 1967. So you can understand how long he's been doing this, and he really feels that this is one of his signature projects.
And we're getting closer.
We are. November 11th, 2011. And, you know, he says that work is still ongoing out there, and they're working on that, you know, almost 24 hours a day. The real transformative element will be when they release the water that they've taken away from the ravine right now and run it under the bridges that they've constructed out there. We're really getting close to that, and it's going to be, I think, a phenomenal building and situation here for for all of us.
And so your conversation with Moshe Safdie, parts of that will be in the paper Sunday.
That's correct.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin Kinder is a features writer for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.